Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. There's a whole lot of Christmas songs being played. There's one from Stevie Wonder, which is an oldie but a goodie. He sings these lyrics. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Well, I'm all in on peace on earth. So let's consider what Christmas is for by going back to an even older song. Let's listen to the original Christmas choir, who had a hit long before Stevie, way back in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Now, let's remember first, these shepherds have to be frightened out of their wits. It's late, their eyes have adjusted to the blackness of night, and in the blink of an eye, it's brilliant light, and it's an angel of the Lord appears, and the glory of the Lord shines around them. They're terrified, which is why this angel begins with, "Fear not," and then the angel says, "I come with good news." What's the good news? "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Let me ask you, do you think any of these shepherds were expecting a baby this night? But they're told in no uncertain terms that this Savior child was born to be theirs. And then the angel gives them a sign to prove it. He says, "You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." What kind of sign is this? I think it's exactly the sign these lowly shepherds needed. It's a personal invitation so they could believe that this grace, this gift, really and truly was for them and for all people. Imagine if the angel had said the sign was a baby in a palace crib. Well, these shepherds would see Jesus was a lord like Augustus Caesar, someone unapproachable, inaccessible to the likes of them. In this invitation, these men find, as Stevie said, what their lives are really worth. God sent a Savior who is so low, so humble, that any person, all the people, even the worst person, one who thinks they're little more than a dog, could hear an invite to come to a manger. That's an animal trough. They could know this grace was truly meant for them. This child came to be theirs. So, they have a Savior. And it's at this moment the angels break out in that song, so they can further learn what Christmas is for. Verse 13, "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.'" Did I say Christmas choir? The word host in the Hebrew actually means army. They're face to face with an angel army. You think it was a relief when they began singing, "Peace to men on earth"? You know, the book of Revelation spells out what angels can do if their earthly mission isn't peace. I think at this point it's beginning to dawn on these shepherds why they can have great joy. Because, my friend, you cannot have any real joy if you don't have peace with God. And God wants them and us to see that this peace is so sure, it merits the first angelic choir performance given since creation. Seeing this awesome display and hearing the glorious song of peace with God, I guarantee you that not one of these shepherds was thinking, "Well, God's peace sounds nice, but we're already covered by the Pax Romana, you know, the peace of Rome." That would be utterly ridiculous. But I say this because I find many folks are really fixated on our national crises. And while we should be concerned and pray for and seek our nation's welfare, friends, we shouldn't get too worked up over things on the home front, because we will not find the peace that our hearts long for here on this earth. We won't find it on this earth. Rather, we're going to find it in the new earth. And it is only there and then that we will truly find out what Christmas is for. My friends, the Father sent his Son to die on the cross in order to bring an end to all wars, to bring forever peace on a new earth to all those with whom he is pleased. And you may be thinking, maybe what those shepherds were at this moment. I want this peace, Pastor Joel, that comes to those he's pleased with. Joel, how can I know for sure that God is pleased with me? That question, my friend, can only be answered by asking another question, which apparently these shepherds did. The question is, what do we do with the sign of a baby in a manger? What do we do with this invitation? And I pray that, like the shepherds, you will make haste to worship this King who comes meek and lowly, and then join the angels in singing, "Glory to God in the highest." And trust me, that's an oldie but a goodie that's worth singing for all of eternity. There is no greater joy to be found than in the forever presence of your loving God. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.